Joining us now, former Newcastle United defender. You've seen him on television for Fox, also with LAFC. He's Warren Barton. Warren, thanks very much for coming on the program.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. No problem.
All right. You know I'm going to hit you with a good one right from the start. Whose result was worse, Manchester United's or Liverpool's?
From my point of view, I think it was Manchester United. Liverpool can draw a line under it and say, you know, that was a one-off. Aston Villa was magnificent. We was awful. We gave him some goals. So, you know, from that point of view, I think Liverpool can sort of say, look, it was a bad day at the office. Now we're going to obviously focus and people go away international. Manchester United's been coming and they haven't addressed problems. They haven't addressed their back line, De Gea, the confidence in the team, the drive in the team, the fight in the team, the quality in the team. That sent alarm bells for me because we see it against Crystal Palace. They scuffed along against Brighton and then that performance that they had at the weekend. I know they get the red card and he goes down, Lamella. It's embarrassing the way he goes on the floor and rolls around. Luke Shaw's lucky not to get sent off. But I think the reaction from the players and Ollie is a big, big sign. He had no response in what he did. He's never been a leader, Glenn. I played against him for many, many years. A wonderful finisher, natural finisher, was in a great team, but he was never a personality. And that team mirrors him a little bit. They've got no personality. If things are not going well, he does. There's no response. And I don't mean anger. I don't mean anger at all. I think certain players are not going to be like that. But there's no togetherness. There's no quality. There's no drive. And that is a big concern if I'm a Man United fan.
All right, let me take you back to last year, because when they end up in third place, they get Champions League money. We're all saying, okay, now they can invest a little bit more, pick out the areas of need, find a few more players here. This is Manchester United's real chance to sustain what they did and now platform off it. And we're seeing the complete opposite. Is this about the management of the club also, overall management?
Yeah, I think hierarchy. And also, I think we're romantic because we've been spoilt with 25 years of Manchester United and people should want to go there. And yeah, when I see Patrice Evra and Gary Neville and Roy Keane back in the UK saying, you know, Harry Kane should go there, they've lost that because of Sir Alex and what's gone on in recent years. To go there now, you're going to be a brave player because, yes, it is Manchester United. And us older can remember that. But they've not really won a lot of things, not challenged for too long. So, do you want to, like a Gareth Bale, go into that environment where you're under pressure from day one? You know, yes, it's obviously a great club and the money, but the board as well and the ownership and the directors there have got to have a big look at themselves because even from David Moyes, Fellaini was never a Manchester United player. You know, good player, but he wasn't. And they just snowballed from there. And the list goes on and on and on, the players that they've had. So at least Ollie is trying to go with young, exciting players. But we know with young, exciting players, that takes time. I just look what Chelsea have done. Chelsea have revamped with a Timo Werner. You know, why are Manchester United not looking for that type of player? I know they've gone with Jadon Sancho, but there's other players around. You know, Hakimi is an outstanding player that could have played in a number of positions. There's other players in certain leagues that could go there and do well. So, you know, it's a mixture of everything, then, but it's still Manchester United, and you still should be able to attract top-class players.
Well, it's strange, I mean, because now they're linked to Edinson Cavani. I mean, this is a guy that needs service. There are other strikers that they currently have who are younger guys, Rashford and Martial and all these guys. I don't understand it.
It's like you're going back to what Zlatan, you know, they went and got him. That was a stopgap. So Edinson Cavani is a stopgap, and they've had time to – I don't think Manchester United have got a plan. I don't think they look and say, right, where are we? Which players in Europe or South America are coming to the end of their contracts? Which players fit our style of football and our philosophy at Man United? Who can handle playing for Manchester United? You know, people going about Maguire's price tag. He can't do a lot about that, but he has to perform better. He's the captain of Manchester United. And his performances, I mean, Glenn as well, I mean, we all want to play out from the back, but it is ridiculous. It's embarrassing that what they're trying to do, because it's just, even my kids would not do that. An under 9 team, you know, we want them to play, want to express themselves, but these are professional players. I mean, David De Gea is a top class international player, and he's trying to do that with Maguire and Bailly. I mean, it's insane. And you know, Tottenham must have looked at each other and said, are they really going to try this again? I mean, it reminds me of what Barcelona did against Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich was like, please don't play it. I feel sorry for you. If you're going to do it, I'm going to take the ball off you, Busquets. And they did it, and it's it had a knock-on effect. So United have got a lot of thinking to do. But you've said it there, Ben, and you're always right. They are some wonderful players, Rashford. But you need to then gel that with other players that are going to complement them. Don't keep getting the similar type of players that are good personalities, just play, and got great skill. They need a leader. They need a man in that changing room that's going to help them.
What happened to Harry Maguire? In the world, last World Cup for England, I every corner he went up on, I was like, this guy's a good bet to score a goal. He was unbelievable. I don't know what happened.
On set pieces, he's a champ. But then it's like you get the price tag, and now all of a sudden he thinks he's a PK that can play out.
Is that what you think it is?
I think they thought, well, yeah, instead of – you bought him for what he was at the World Cup, a taxable natural defender. Yep. Now, all of a sudden, I think he thinks he can – he would come from Leicester. He's not come from Barcelona or Real Madrid. He's come from Leicester don't play out from the back. They head it, kick it, and score goals. That's what they do, and that's what Harry did, and Harry done it very, very well. I think he's gone to Manchester United and thinking, I've got to be Rio Ferdinand. Well, unfortunately, he's not. Yeah. And he's getting caught out.
Talking to Warren Barton, former Newcastle United defender. Let me take you to Chelsea because I looked at their lineup from the game this weekend. I did not see the game. Timo Werner, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Kai Havertz, who they got from Germany, Tammy Abraham, Jorginho, and then Pulisic coming off the bench. Mason Mount was on the bench. Giroud. This is shaping up to be a nice roster, huh?
And, you know, two things that jump out. Apart from Giroud, they've all got pace. They're all pacey, quick, though, and that's what Bayern Munich are. But you throw Giroud into that team and they've got a plan B if they need to go into a target man. So I look at Frank, what he's doing, and I can see a plan. I can see the club have got these young, hungry players. They've kept Giroud because they need a man. They need a bit of experience. And they're going to need a different way of playing because when teams sit back and there's not the space to go in behind, then you're going to have to play a different way. Great to see Christian Pulisic back. They've spoke volumes about him. Giving him the number 10 is a big thing for Chelsea. So he's took that responsibility. They excite me. They've still got problems at the back. I mean, they've got Thiago to come in and try and rectify that. It seems what they've done is, I mean, Petacek's gone out and got the goalkeeper. That's exactly what Klopp did at Liverpool. I need a dominant centre-half, Van Dijk. I need a good goalkeeper. They went and fit the bill. And that's what Chelsea have done. Chelsea have gone and got a goalkeeper, an experienced player that will get them through this year. So Zouma and all the other younger players, James, will get more experience with him next to them. And then up front, they can play with Kai Havertz in the hole, Timo Werner down the middle, Thibaut Abraham. They've got options. But Chelsea comes with a bit of pressure. But they had a good performance at the weekend. And they excite me the way if they can all gel together. And I like Frank Lampard. I know him very, very well. He's got something about him. He's not going to back off of Klopp and Mourinho, and he's respectful, but he's not going to be bullied because of what he's achieved in the game. He's still got to achieve more as a coach, and that spurs his young players on. It reminds me of how Fergie was with his fledglings. Now he would look up for them and look after them, and let them play. And I think Frank will do the same.
With Frank in a managerial role, knowing him the way you know him, what are the areas that he continues to learn from as he goes on here in the Premier League? Because he did the work with Derby. We know he's done the work, but obviously I think you learn by the day. I would imagine every single game you manage in this league. Where do you think he's getting polished a little bit more as this goes along?
I think on the defensive side, because he's so forward thinking and I'm Chelsea, I'm Frank Lampard, I don't care about anybody. That's the way he plays. And you have to play like that when you play at the top. You respect people, but you don't fear anybody. The higher up you go with teams, the Zidanes of this world and Atletico Madrid, you're going to have to be a bit more tactically aware. You can't all push forward. We've seen Pep try it a little bit with two holding midfield players. So he's even changed his little bit. So I think what Frank Lampard's got to try and do is yes, keep that positivity and keep that aggression of how Chelsea, we're going to play, but also be aware of when you do turn the ball over, where you're vulnerable, how can you be better. You know, the fullback situation with Alonso, he looks like he's rectified that. So there's areas where I think he's, like you said, Glenn, he's learning all the time. He's learning to deal with the media. Like if I was him now, I won't keep arguing with other coaches and their backroom staff. He's made his point, and like Mourinho said, don't get too carried away, you know, and still be humble in what you're doing. But also know that on the back of your mind, I'm Frank Lampard, I'm Chelsea, I've got a right, but you have to earn the right. So there's a couple of things there that I think he just needs to work on. But he will do, Frank. He's got a great, I mean, his dad's around him, and his dad will tell him what to do and how to. And what he's been is, he's always been a wonderful professional. So he'll look at himself as well. It's lovely to see him go toe-to-toe with some of the people on the touchlines.
Yeah. It is fun. It makes for some good entertainment. All right, yeah. Last one before I let you go. We see this result from Aston Villa, and then you look at their roster and some of the changes they've made. They've added Ross Barkley. Ollie Watkins hits for a hat trick in the first half. So the Villas of the world, the Arsenal's on the rise with Arteta now. Do you see the Premier League just getting tougher and tougher now with some of the gains that some of these other clubs have made?
I would throw Everton into that as well with Carlo Ancelotti. I think them. But then on the reverse effect, we've seen Wolves and Sheffield United. They've struggled a little bit. But yeah, I think you're seeing
Leeds is another one.
Yeah, Leeds have hit the but I think Leeds will ride this. I've seen Ipswich do it when they first come up. Sheffield United do it. You know, these teams that just hit the ground running, and then they're going to hit a wall. They could quite easily lose three or four games, even with Bielsa, who we know is an outstanding coach. So they will hit a wall somewhere along the line, but it probably won't be until after the new year with all the adrenaline and the excitement. And it may help them at the moment not playing in an empty stadium because there's no fans, there's no pressure. They can just go out and play. It's like a practice game. But I think the Premier League now, with how it's shaping up, with the money that was spent, you've just touched on it, Aston Villa, who survived on the last game in the Premier League. So they've reinforced with someone like, as you said, Ross Barkley and the strikers, that they're going to be challenging Newcastle, my team. You know, they're six. And, everyone was asking for Steve Bruce to get sacked a couple of weeks ago. And, then point with Tottenham with Mourinho. At the beginning, we thought they're against Everton. They're awful. And he's lost his mojo. And they're on a great run of form. I think you're going to be eight teams challenging for four. And that's where, it's going to be tough. I still think Liverpool and City have got the gap. But I think that gap has been closed by the teams that we mentioned. Now, you wonder if United are going to hang in now, or are they going to fall by? Chelsea, you feel like they're going to be there or thereabouts as well. And, last season it was a bit of an anti-climax. We just lauded how good Liverpool was. This year, I think there will be a race. I think it will be a challenge for everybody.
Warren, as always, thank you very much for coming on. This turned into a nice Premier League segment here, especially with you. So thank you very much for that.
Absolute pleasure, my friend. Take care.
All right. That's Warren Barton, the former Newcastle defender, does a lot in youth development as well here in the United States.